This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hey lovelies, you're welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Today, I'll be reviewing episodes 6 and 7 of Nevertheless. I had a very busy week. Last week was so busy for me, and even this week is going to be a very busy week for me at work, business, different things, but I'm trying to make out time to do this review. So that's the reason I didn't really post, upload reviews or like record reviews last week. Alright, let's quickly talk about 7 and 6 and 7 of Nevertheless. Nabi and Park Jae-hoon, their saga, I'm seriously getting tired of them. Like, in all honesty, I'm tired of Nabi, Park Jae-hoon back and forth. They are toxic to themselves, and right now they're radiating their toxic energy to others, which I don't like. When I started this drama, I was so hyped for them, Nabi, Park Jae-hoon, and in my mind I thought, oh, even if this is a toxic relationship, I know Nabi will end up with the other guy, Do-help. And right now I don't know why Nabi doesn't want to come to her senses. This guy, there's a guy who loves you genuinely. But what are you doing with Park Jae-hoon? What? Like, the end of episode 7 really got me pissed. Like, I was so pissed, you know. Nabi, her friends, like, those, their group of friends, they went to the Hulk side, you know, for like a weekend getaway. And that night, after their games, and they went to the beach, we saw Nabi said she was going to her aunt's place. Like, why didn't you go to your aunt's place? Why can't you resist Park Jae-hoon? Like, she's sure, she knows this guy is not good for her. But, right, I don't want to sound like, oh, I'm blaming the girl. I'm not blaming just Nabi. Like, Park Jae-hoon's character is just so annoying and disgusting. Like, he knows what he's doing. He knows he's toxic. And Nabi, why won't she come to her senses? There's someone who loves you. I don't really want to say, like, I'm so angry right now. I don't think I've ever sound like I've ever been this pissed in any of my review. I don't think, but I just finished watching, seeing episode 7 and, what I keep saying, 7 and 6 and 7 right now. And this is just all I can say. I'm angry. I'm so angry. And in the preview of episode 8, we saw Nabi saying she doesn't want to disappoint Do-help. Why can't she just make up her mind? She should make up her mind and know what she wants to do. If she wants to keep messing around, fooling herself with Park Jae-hoon, good. But make your intentions known to Do-help. Because I don't even want to see that guy hurting. He's my baby. I don't want to see him hurting. Let it not sound as if I'm just here to slander Nabi and Park Jae-hoon, but they deserve it. Okay, aside these two characters that are stressing us, Bitna and Nam Go-hun. Yeah, and I like what Nam Go-hun did. This is exactly what Nabi should do. You should know your worth. Know your worth. We know the heart can be sometimes very sensitive and weak, or you keep falling for the wrong person, but know your worth. I love what Nam Gwa-hun, I don't really know how to pronounce his name well, sorry. Look, I'll just call him Gahun. He cleared Bitna. It was like, since I'm not understanding this relationship, I want a relationship, I don't want to be in an open relationship. He just cleared her. Because he knows his worth. Can't be in a relationship with you, or I like you and you're messing with my head and my heart. Things are not done that way. Alright, let's talk about Seoul and what's her name, G1. Things are building up for them. We know what the writers, the director, we know what they are gearing towards. It's a lesbian story. So I just, it's now, it's so obvious Seoul loves G1. But G1 is still, I don't know, like, she's in the category of Bitna and Park Ji-hoon. Like, people that, like, they have this selfish love. They want you, but they don't want to stay committed with you. So I hope they don't stay committed to you, rather. So I hope in the next episode we'll see more interaction with Seoul and G1. I like their story. I like their chemistry. And we can tell that from Seoul's eye, she truly cares about G1. So that's it for this story. Like, from the tone of my voice, you know how upset I am. It's still well, the characters, the actors, they are doing a marvelous job for them to, like, stress me and get me pissed up like this. That means they are actually embodying their character very well, which is a good one. But it's toxic. So many things in here, so many characters, so many relationships. Not actually relationship, they are situationship, because they are so toxic. And to think of it, that there are some people in this world, not some people, like people in this world that find themselves in this kind of headache, is so terrifying. Anyways, thanks for listening to my review of episode 6 and 7 of Nevertheless, and let me know what you think about this. Are you as pissed? Are you as upset as I am? Let me know. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. It's at kdramatime with Vinve, and my personal Instagram is Vinve_. Everything I'll put down in the description section. Please like my podcast, share with your friends and our fellow K-drama lovers, and I'll see you in my next K-drama review. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-drama time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.